Now, should a Jerusalem psychiatrist want to call in a sleuth to uncover the real identity of a messianic wannabe, we have an obvious choice. He's been ferreting out the truth for 120 years now, starting with this introduction.
Dr. Watson, Mr. Sherlock Holmes.
Hi, Jojo.
Hi. You've been in Afghanistan, I perceive.
How on earth did you know that?
That scene, enacted by the BBC, comes from the 1887 issue of Beaton's Christmas Annual. That's where Arthur Conan Doyle's literary detective first sprang to life. In this first Sherlock Holmes story, called A Study in Scarlet, Dr. Watson discovers in Holmes an eccentric investigator and a scientific enthusiast. So, how did Sherlock Holmes know, and so quickly, that Watson had been in Afghanistan?
Here is a gentleman of a medical type, but with the air of a military man. Clearly an army doctor, then. He has just come from the tropics, for his face is dark, and that is not the natural tint of his skin, for his wrists are fair. He has undergone hardship and sickness, as his haggard face says clearly. His left arm has been injured. He holds it in a stiff and unnatural manner. Where in the tropics could an English army doctor have seen much hardship and got his arm wounded? Clearly in Afghanistan. The whole train of thought did not occupy a second.
This story spans the globe as Sherlock Holmes traces a sordid London murder back to a thwarted love affair in the heart of the American West. The crime, Conan Doyle later writes, was the result of an old-standing and romantic feud in which love and Mormonism bore a part. Finding ourselves bookended these days between headlines about Mormonism and Afghanistan, we scoured this story for other clues as to how Sherlock Holmes might unravel the mysteries of today's world. There, among its pages, we found this bit of wisdom.
I ought to know by this time that when a fact appears to be opposed to a long train of deductions, it invariably proves to be capable of bearing some other interpretation.
And if that seems inscrutable, remember, not everything is elementary, my dear Watson.